So Quinlan, could you provide our audience the background on Star Analytics?
I certainly can. Thanks. Star Analytics was founded in 2004. We are headquartered in San Mateo, California. We're a venture-backed company, and we have two products built on the Microsoft technology. The first product is called the Star Integration Server, which is designed to move cube data into relational databases. And our second product is called the Star Command Center, which is designed to automate and orchestrate critical workflows with enterprise applications that exist typically on-premise and in the cloud. So today we'll actually be talking and going to a lot of detail about the Star Command Center as it's becoming a critical piece of technology to help companies really automate their data centers and automate all the enterprise applications that exist out there, and which ultimately allows them to save time, money, and improve the overall running of that application.
So what is Command Center?
So Command Center is an application designed to improve the compliance, so you can see and bring visibility of who ran what, where, when, and how. It is designed to empower business users so that they can actually have what we like to call self-service automation. The Star Command Center Azure Edition leverages the entire Azure platform, including SQL Azure, and uses that as an automation repository to bring version and audit control to all the automations and everything that supports automation within an entire environment, again, running on-premise or in the cloud. I also have a video that's going to show here shortly that will help explain the technology and bring and understand the business value behind it. Today's corporate environment is a heterogeneous mix across applications from various vendors, platforms such as Windows and Unix, and operating environments that coexist on-premise and in the cloud. Underneath all these different applications are custom scripts and interfaces to facilitate the handshake and interaction between systems. These scripts are specific to the application to do such things as move data, consolidate databases, and run scheduled processes. These custom components normally have hardwired values, such as sensitive login credentials and hard-coded environment paths, making them inflexible and difficult to maintain. The Star Command Center Azure Edition is a centrally controlled and secure automation application designed to overcome the challenges outlined earlier. In the lower left corner, note the scripts and automation artifacts. These homegrown binary or ASCII files are unmanaged and lack version control and typically have hard-coded values such as sensitive login information. The Command Center Server Azure Edition is not rip and replace technology and can leverage all the existing automation that has been built. These resources can be loaded and centrally stored in SQL Azure, providing audit, version control, and lifecycle management. Additionally, hard-coded values can be replaced with dynamic system variables. Once an automation process is set up, it can be run from a variety of Star Command Center interfaces. For example, from a Windows smartphone and with the appropriate security access, a process can be initiated. In the proper sequence, the Command Center server communicates with remote agents that automate applications that run on-premise and in the cloud. The remote agents run the requested task on the application server, and once the task is complete, the results are communicated back to the Command Center server that in turn keeps all client interfaces up to date. You can also see the required file resources are fetched from the SQL Azure Automation Repository and streamed to the agents at runtime, and then removed once the task is complete. If a condition had arisen that needs investigation, then detailed task information can be easily viewed from any Command Center client interface for remote troubleshooting. In summary, the Star Command Center Azure Edition removes the complexity associated with automation across application stacks and provides all the necessary handshakes to easily interoperate with applications that coexist on-premise and in the cloud. Now let's take a look at a brief demonstration. The first step to gain access to Command Center is to launch the Windows client. Note by the host name we are connecting to Star Command Center server running in Microsoft Azure. Once logged in, it's easy to see how Command Center is organized. The primary level is by ecosystems, where file resources, processes, environments, and variables are maintained. Let's create a new variable called myvar and put in XX, YY, and ZZ for the dev, prod, and test environments. Now let's explore the file resources stored in Star Command Center's automation repository. We open up the simple example greetings.bat and add in the variable myvar that was previously created. Update the description of the change and see all changes to the file resource in the audit log. Let's take a look at a process. This is a simple process that contains a single task to run greetings.bat. Additional tasks can be chained together across servers and applications. Task error handling can easily be set up, and the required file resource can be associated to the task. Now let's run the process. Variable B used in the task is set to be prompted at runtime. We enter in the value Azure. The process is started, and once complete, details of any task can be easily seen. Note the runtime prompt is outputted in the run window. We can also easily see a whole dashboard of all running processes. Now let's look at the web client. We can see the same information in the web and smartphone client as we see in the administrator's client.
Stefan, can you tell me a little bit about the technical aspects behind Command Center?
Well, the web application you just saw is a fairly standard ASP.NET MVC, and it's hosted inside an Azure web role. And at the heart of the system, we have the server. It is it's the worker role, and it provides a self-hosted WCF interface for our front-end clients. And the server hands off commands to our agent over HTTPS, and it receives updates from the agent through a Java-based message queue. Including the SQL Azure, it all runs inside the cloud.
I know many of our viewers would be interested in learning about how they would get started using Azure, and I was wondering if you can share some of your experiences with them.
Well, I'll get to learn the Azure documentation on MSDN, and go find on the internet, go find some blogs to follow. It's a powerful technology, and the best practices are still being developed as new features are introduced. And periodically, I would definitely recommend to go back and review design decisions as new features are introduced.
Thank you very much, Quinlan and Stefan. Before we close out, is there anything else you want to tell our viewers?
Well, there is. We have lots of information at www.staranalytics.com. From there, you can sign up for free training, as well as sign up for the Azure Edition, the Star Command Center Azure Edition trial that we're also hosting there. So please come and visit us, and we look forward to meeting you.